as an attendee in listen-only mode.
I'd like to share with you today the Paralotha and the Parashah on the Parsha, and then a thought regarding Shabbos Nachamu. So let's start with the Paralotha. We have this week's Parsha, beginning of Parashat Aleph.
Made the takana, it should exist
last minute, but the takan was to the year 5000. Dr. Mishkan is the active one. If the Yehuda Chassid understood that it makes sense, he could have made the takana as a permanent takan. So the Mishkan is Yaakov, that's the 10th on the Rambam. Eating a mitzvah, is it about Isis? Well, let's think. We have two turrets. The Rabban said that if it's a siyog, then it's not about Isis. The Rambam said that as long as you don't say it's a diraisa, it's not about Isis. Let's see, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid came and he said, it's an ist to take two wives. According to the Rambam, it's good. He never said it's an ist to their rice. But according to the Rambam, who says the Rabbanan only have a right to add a siyog of protection to an existing mitzvah, it's rare. How could you view that chassid add? This is not a siyog to an existing mitzvah. This is Mishkenes Yaakov. Those who hold that takana was to the Elof HaChamishi are going with the Rabban Shita. You cannot make a new takana. A takana was man, a temporary takana was made. That's not Balthasis. And that's why it only existed to the Elof HaChamishi. And so, we have two variables about Taisis, the Gra's idea, separating Parshas Vafran and Parshas Re'eh, and Mishkenes Yaakov's idea, using the two reasons the Rabbana is not about Taisis, to explain the two Shittas and Sefer's review of the Hava. Let's move to Itvar Matcha. We have this week's Parsha that Sefer's had the personal language, both in Mitzvah Shabbos and Mitzvah Kavedas of Ichavi, that was slightly different. And the Nakuda that I want to point out is the words Kashet Sifka Hashem Alekecha. Shemar Ejem Hashem Alekecha, it says that this is Parashat Kashet Sifka Hashem Alekecha, the movie by Kabei. And Rashi says, from a Gemara Sanhedrin above, that this is a reference to the Tavah in Mara, Shabbos, the simile Kibbut Abe, were originally commanded in Mara before Klal Yisrael got to Harsi. Of course, the question is, what's the Nafkamina? The mitzvah was given in Mara, and Har Sinai, historically, it's a Nafkamina, because the people became chayiv in the mitzvah earlier. But what is a Nafkamina as far as an ongoing mitzvah of this man has it? One of the nice explanations I've seen on the nusach of a Brichas HaMitzvah, Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvah Yisrael B'tzivanu, the double lush, Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvah Yisrael, he made us holy with his the Tzivanu, and he commanded us. That Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvah Yisrael refers to Mara. The original time Klal Yisrael got the Kedusha of Am Yisrael, Am HaNivchar, is at Mara, where we got special mitzvahs for Dairais. Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvah Yisrael. And then we say that Tzivanu, whatever mitzvah we're doing then, wasn't commanded at Mara. Tzivanu on the Tilas Lulav. That's the Tzivanu is at Sinai. So Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvah Yisrael is a reference of Mara. The original Kedusha of Am Yisrael was individual mitzvahs that would be forever. And then the Tzivanu at Har Sinai. This explains why when we make Kiddush Leil Shabbos, we say Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvah Yisrael, and then we go on Haratza Banu. We don't say Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvah Yisrael V'Tzivanu on Shabbos, because Shabbos was given to Mara. Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvah Yisrael is already a reference to Shabbos. And that's enough. More. We know on Shabbos, we add in our Shemini Esrei the word Be'ava, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Be'ava, the Shabbos that we have on Yom Tov. We don't say Be'ava. When Shabbos and Yom Tov are together, we add the word Be'ava. Why is Be'ava special to Shabbos as opposed to Yom Tov? The answer again is that Yom Tov was given at Sinai. At Sinai, it was given with Kafale and Harkikitis. Klal Yisrael was compelled to be Mekayim to this. Mashiach came at Mara, where there was no Kafale, there was no forcing. There, it was the Ahava, it was purely Ahava, without any side issue. So these are aspects that are special about the mitzvah of Mara. Incidentally, the Shoyal Meshiv writes that a ger who first has a bris mila, and after the bris heals, goes to the mikvah, and it completes his geiris, stands between bris mila and going to the mikvah at a suspended stage. He's not quite a yid, because Moldavoy Tovah, he doesn't have a dinner yid. Yet, we find certain mitzvahs that apply. The minig is that he keeps Shabbos, even though he's not allowed to keep Shabbos. the Chevrolet should explain this, that Klal Yisrael took before becoming fully Am Yisrael, before Sinai already began to keep the Mitzvah HaTorah. And this could explain Kibbut Av Ve'Em as well. We find that in Shulchan Aruch that a ger is supposed to be mechamed his parents Shulma Yoimar Bo Mikidusha Chamura LeKidusha Kala. He shouldn't say that his Kedusha went down when he became a ger. Rabbi Kibbeger asks, what do you mean his Kedusha went down? As a guy, he wasn't Mechayim in Kibbut Av Ve'Em. So why would he say his Kedusha went down? But in line with the Shevelmeisha, we could understand that after the Brisnila, he became Mechayim in Mitzvah Kamara, Kabiras Avicha, and then he was still related to his parents. After the Tzila, Gershon is Garek Kutch, Shemai Ladani, he no longer is related to his parents. He'll say he came from a Kedusha, Hamura, a Kedusha Kala. So therefore, we retain Yav keeping Mitzvah Kibbut Av Ve'Em. Now, Kedal Yeshur has an amkus in his understanding of the change of Tzibui of Shabbos initially, and the one which comes later in this expansion. Initially, he says, Shabbos was given with Zachar. Zachar is feeling the positive Kedusha of Shabbos. After the sin of the ego, and we went down in the Madrega, we start with Shamar, with the restrictions. Ideally, a person should keep Shabbos ba'ava, by feeling the Kedusha, and the Mela understanding to restrict his Malacha. However, after the sin of the ego, we have a mitzvah of Shamar. We can't do it that way. So we have to learn the restrictions and hopefully work our way to the Kedusha. We say Shamar, keep the Shabbos. Shamar, see, Shabbos, the Kashay, Kashay, Tzivcha. Ideally, go back tomorrow to the Kedusha, which comes from feeling the Kedusha of Shabbos, and that leading to everything else that has to do with Shabbos. In closing, I'd like to share with you a beautiful thought that I saw from Rabbi Shapiro and Tisha B'Av. And it's a nice idea for Shabbos Nachamu. Every real Shabbos, you say L'cha Daidi. And L'cha Daidi, there are nine stanzas, but actually only three talk about Shabbos. Look at it. The first two and the last, Bayi B'Shalom, talk about Shabbos. The middle ones talk about the Churban Beis HaMikdash. That's why on Yom Tov, we leave out the middle ones. The time of Simcha, we don't want to talk about the Churban. Except for Yom Tov, this right to you, which talks about Yom HaMashiach. But we leave out the ones that have to do with Korban. Why is L'cha Daidi about the Korban? Something with which we welcome Shabbos. So Moshe Shapiro said beautifully, L'cha Daidi was written by the Gedolei Tzfas, who stood and waited eagerly for Shabbos to come. They were Mekayim Kabbinis of Shabbos, the idea of waiting before Shabbos and eagerly anticipating its approaching. They went out in the fields with Rosh Shabbos. The same attitude has to be regarding the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the Yom Shekulei Shabbos, the Shabbos Laos of Lavai. You have to have a tshuka and a desire for Mashiach coming to peace of Yeshua, a desire, about Bishyas Mameya in Kozei Achak Eloi. The idea of eagerly awaiting Yom Yisrael Mashiach is very much a part of our emunah in Mashiach. And therefore Shabbos and waiting for the Yom Shekulei Shabbos go together. Just as the Gedolei Tzfas eagerly awaited Shabbos, they eagerly awaited the Yom Shekulei Shabbos. That's part of our Avodah, the Tisha B'Av, and Shiva the Nechemta, to be people who are Mitzvah and the Yeshua. Incidentally, I had a kasha with which I will end for today on the laning of Tisha B'Av. As you know, for Shabbos we lane Kisei L'Banim, which is Parshas Vafchanu, but to lane again. Look, it's interesting that there are very few psukim of actual paichacha in this laning. There are at least 10 psukim, perhaps 12 psukim, that talk about nechama. Normally, when we learn on Tisha B'Av, we're told to leave out the parshiyas of nechama. It's so strange that on Shacharis, we read psukim of nechama together with psukim of the paichacha. But even stranger is the language of the Mishnah Berurah. When the Mishnah Berurah says that a person is allowed to prepare the laning, about Kaira is allowed to prepare the laning ahead of time, he takes it for a pashtus that you can prepare the laning in the morning because it's all in Yonei Tisha B'Av. Well, maybe it's the Kriyas HaTorah, but it's not in Yonei Tisha B'Av. It's in Yonei Nechemta. And that seems to be a little inconsistent with the order of the day. Maybe they think that they were somehow different. But the question remains the question for now. With that, I'll sign off wishing everyone Shabbos, the Nachamu of True Nechama, the Klal Yisrael, all of you individually. But certainly next Thursday, I hope to speak to you again for the Eretz HaKadosh. I'm planning to land in Eretz Yisrael about 10 in the morning, New York time, and hope to be speaking to you from Eretz Yisrael. Have a bye. You should all get free tickets to Eretz Yisrael before then. I'll cut it to Sharon. A good Shabbos all.